Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Detroit. This is National Detroit Weekly with Michael Van Sewell and blogger Harold Sullivan. Harold, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Michael. Glad to be here. Seems as though fall has finally arrived.
Yes, it is, isn't it? It feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's here. We're excited that you're here with us today. You know, we've got news, commentary, our own thoughts. It's honest to the point, opinionated. And we're glad that you're here sitting in. Of course, you can call into the program, too. And you can call in at 657-383-0565. Again, you can call in and listen, or you can even chime in to join us on the air. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to hear your opinion. But the guest call-in number is 657-383-0565. This is your connection to commentary from a progressive point of view, live from the Motor City. And we're going to talk about a few things. Harold, the race for the White House is winding down. We've been on this race all summer long.
We are actually 13 days away from Election Day. And you may as well say 12 because this day is darn near done.
It's gone.
And but we're in the stages right now where they are really gearing up. Now, one of the things that I did take notice of, Michael, is that in the Hillary camp, not that they're getting to the point of being overly confident, but Secretary Clinton has decided to divert some of the energy in her run for president to addressing some of the Senate races that are ongoing now around the country in hope of retaking the United States Senate going forward. And whether or not it will happen during the presidential election remains to be seen, somewhat doubtful, but at least beginning to set the table for the midterm election that will be coming up in 2018.
And we're going to talk a bit about that. We're going to talk about the latest in the status of Donald Trump's campaign, some of the erratic, misguided patterns that they continue to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, the Trump ship has already hit the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on its way down.
Right.
And I guess the thing is, you know, how many of them, of his supporters, can jump off before November 8th?
You know, interesting, you mentioned the iceberg because of the fact that, you know, we're looking at the surrogates now who are out and who are desperately attempting to keep the ship afloat, if you want to use that terminology. I speak of none other than Newt Gingrich.
Oh,
who is, you know, where has he been? And he surfaces last night and challenges Fox News' Gretchen Carlson.
It's in my notes.
And he did not fare well in that exchange regarding his act of being a surrogate for the Republican candidate.
Yes, you know what? We are going to skewer Newt Gingrich in a few minutes because he's in my notes too.
Okay.
And I made my observations, and we're going to address that too. Our special guest tonight is Pastor Shauna Taylor, pastor and founder of Beacon Outreach Mission. Pastor Taylor, how are you? And thanks for sitting in with the Harold and I on National Detroit Weekly.
Oh, I'm blessed to be around, you know, again, one more time.
Amen. And we're going to be talking to you shortly about your mission at Beacon Outreach Mission, okay?
All right.
And then after that, Harold and I are going to discuss a few things about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and a few other issues. But before we do that, again, I want to thank you for joining us. And you can go back. If you click on to Blog Talk Radio, the website, look for National Detroit Weekly, look for Speak On It, look for Michael Van Sewell, any of those keywords, and you'll get access to all of the programs that we've done all year. we suggest that do like we do, because, you know, we go back, Harold and I go back and listen to some of the programs after the fact just to make sure, you know, see, if, you know, how we sound, if I made some mistakes, if I said something, you know, in error or something like that.
We do our own
that's right. We do our own fact checking. And so you can listen to it at night. You can listen to it in your car anytime. You can go back and listen to all of them. They're entertainment. You know what I was thinking, Harold? I was thinking that we're going to get maybe one of our sponsors, and I'll talk to them. We're going to get one of our sponsors to donate something like a gift card or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask a question that is buried in one of our previous programs.
Okay.
And then whoever can find that, that means you got to go back and listen to some of the programs. And then if you can answer that question, we'll give you the gift card. So we're going to work on that. Give us some time to work on it. Maybe we'll have something ready in time for the holidays. We'll have a Christmas promotion or something like that for National Detroit Weekly.
That would be great.
Yes, but we'll do that. All right. Today's program is brought to you in part by Divas Empowerment Conference. There's a conference for the divas. And you know what it stands for? Diamonds, Inspiring Virtue, and Success. The conference is November 5th and the 6th at the DoubleTree Hotel Detroit Dearborn on Southfield Road in Detroit. They have some guest speakers. But you know what? It's more than just a flashy diva conference. It's about bringing women together, being relaxed, getting away from the rat race, and taking time to express yourself and be able to talk and do things for yourself. This weekend was built just for women to understand that you are not alone. The goal is that you may come in weighed down, but you leave going out light as a feather and strong as an ox. So remember that. There's a whole weekend planned for you. You get your T-shirts. There's workshops, different materials. There's breakfast for divas on Sunday. Here's the number so that you can call and get more information and get your deposit, put your reservations in for the Divas Empowerment Conference November 5th and 6th in at the DoubleTree Detroit Dearborn. And the number for more information is 248-595-2372. Again, 248-595-2372. Let me tell you, Harold, one of our newest partners is Hot Sam's Men's Clothier, downtown Detroit. And let me just tell you right now that Hot Sam's provides all of the inspiration, the outfits, suggestions, the accessories that I wear going forward. Attribute that to Hot Sam's, downtown Detroit, on Monroe Street. So my thanks to Hot Sam's for helping me to step my game up a little bit better than I used to. So they've got some quality stuff, sweaters like the fancy sweater you got on now, Harold. They've got sweaters, ties, bow ties, suits. And check them out. Go down there, free parking, and at Hot Sam's. And yes, they will tailor your suits, your outfits for you. Sometimes men and women too. They'll tailor men and women suits at Hot Sam's. So remember that. Thanks so much. Yes, Harold.
Hot Sam's is one of the tried and true men clothiers in Detroit. They've been around.
Since 1921.
Okay, I was going to say more than 50 years.
1921. Yeah.
Far more than of 19 years. And now here it is. We have a very stalwart black ownership present in Hot Sam's.
Yes.
And none other than our good friend Tony Stovall.
Yes.
So you want to get sharp. And here we are in the season where we're, things are beginning to happen. The holiday parties are going to start popping off after Halloween. And you want to go out and you want to look really, really good. You and the missus, you and, you by yourself.
Well, I'm confident. I feel confident now. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for the banquet and services, mm-hmm, and other events. I'm ready for the holidays now because I got Hot Sam's behind me.
Absolutely. And we're really happy to have them on our team, too, because these guys are doing a marvelous work.
Speaking of events, this tomorrow, I know Pastor Taylor, I know you're going to be there tomorrow at 1917 American Bistro. It is the final of the three meet and greets that I am hosting at the restaurant, and it's from 5 to 8 p.m. It's an after-work affair with the candidates tomorrow, Thursday, October 27th, at 1917 American Bistro. And so meet and greet the people who want to serve and represent you in public. Enjoy the atmosphere of an urban bistro and taste some free samples from the menu and do it all for a great cause. And that is the Multiracial Family Study Development Center and its founder, Reverend Dr. Doris Byers. You will be able to make contributions to her nonprofit agency tomorrow. Of course, Multiracial Family Group provides support for teens, young mothers and their kids and seniors, counseling, food, resume writing, and many more services through Multiracial Family Study Development Center. So we look forward to the event tomorrow, the final one before the election. Yes, and just thank God this election is going to be over. If you're looking for operating capital, line of credit, cash flow for your business, call Ocean Financial Services. And, you know, if you need referrals to credit advisors for credit repair, maybe you need to open a bank account, investment companies. If you want to do investments and you're looking for a company to investment bank so that you can save, we've got that. If you're looking to buy a car, we've got auto dealers for you, insurance companies, realtors, residential lenders, commercial lenders. It's all through Ocean Financial Services. And even if you're looking for office space, maybe a desk or an office or a half of a floor, there's a half of a floor available here in Southfield. The number for Ocean Financial Services is 248-516-8300. Colony Realty and Columbus Construction, if you need to do some repairs around the house, now's the time. And if you need some flooring done, tiles, security doors, painting, electrical work, plumbing, maybe installing some new kitchen cabinets. They have over 25 years of experience. Call Colony Realty and Columbus Construction. The number is 313-247-7231. Again, 313-247-7231. Deacon Moe, Pastor Taylor, we had a chance to talk to Deacon Moe the other day, and Deacon Moe can put you in a new car right away. Now, the thing about Deacon Moe is he's not trying to just anything in the world just to get you in a car. No, he wants to try to do it so that it works for you with a good interest rate, a good down payment, get your check stub, bring in your driver's license. This is no gimmick. You know, he's a real deacon. Okay, let's get that straight. He's a real deacon. He's at Avis Ford. Here's the number for Deacon Moe, 248-226-2566. Again, that number is 248-226-2566. Forget all the gimmicks. This is the real deal. This is the real deal. And he can put you in a brand-new Ford vehicle right now. So call Deacon Moe, and he can get you into a brand new car. We're so excited that Deacon Moe has joined National Detroit Weekly. And Harold, let me tell you, the companies are really latching on to National Detroit Weekly. And, you know, I think we really was talking to, and I'm glad you're here, Pastor Taylor. We were talking about, you know, making sure that National Detroit Weekly is national and that we push that not only for getting our local listeners to call in, but also to make sure that National Detroit Weekly is recognized nationally. You know, Harold, I heard a couple of people mention some things that we talked about here. I can't remember. Well, one of the things was our Bag Bad Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who's listening sometimes, but I heard it on MSNBC. Chris Matthews brought it up I think it was last night or night before last.
Okay.
And he specifically brought up the fact of exactly what I was saying, that the Trumpsters sound like Baghdad Bob during the Iraq War. And that was the exact same thing. And that's not the first time. I heard something else we specifically talked about here on National Detroit Weekly, and I heard it on cable news.
Okay, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. There are so many programs out there now, and we've talked about this before in the past, Michael, with respect to how internet podcasting is really becoming the standard bearer for the sharing of information.
Yeah.
So it's not at all surprising to me. I spend a lot of time listening to podcasts, honing in on some of the things that are being said nationally, as well as some of the local programs that go off throughout the country, but you can listen to them in Detroit, even if they emanate from Los Angeles or Seattle or Miami or, you know, Spokane, Washington, or what have you. It is always very good to be able to get a sense of what shape the nation is in with respect to its thought process.
Yes.
I was talking to some guys the other day, and they were sharing with me, they didn't say that they were the ones that were, you know, supporting Republican candidate, but they were saying, well, I know somebody who is that, and they supported Donald Trump. And I said,
right.
Oh, here's,
yeah, right.
Here's what you have to take a look at. People tend to vote their interests, lie with what Donald Trump is putting forth in terms of his, and God only knows where they have found these superlatives that they claim that he has uttered. But if those are the things that are leaning towards your lifestyle, your business, your family, your earning dollars, and he speaks to those interests on your behalf, then have at it. That's why they hold the election, so that we can have a choice.
That's right.
But on the flip side of the coin, with respect to some of the things that he has said, the way that he's disparaged women, with some of the things that he said regarding the Latino community, black, the way that he's gone after brave Arabic soldier that was killed in battle, and his father has gone on to be stalwart in terms of being a surrogate for Hillary Clinton. I cannot put that aside. I have to look at that, and I have to weigh that in my support base. But although I've already voted, you know, one of the things that I've been sharing with people is make sure that when you go into the booth, go in armed with information.
Yeah.
Go in armed with information. Understand what it is you're actually voting for. I'll be stalwart. I'll be up front here. I'm a little disappointed on both sides of the equation as it relates to the measure of what these individuals stand for that are substantive to the lives of everyday people.
Mm-hmm.
The constant brickbat, the allegations, I gotcha type of talk is wearing very thin. And when these next 12 and a half, 13 days are over, I'll be one of the happiest guys in the country. Now, it's still a little bit too early to say, I mean, people are venturing to say that, you know, this race is Hillary's to lose. But I don't think she'll lose. But the fact of the matter is, you can't let your foot up off the gas pedal at this point. You got to keep the pedal to the metal. And we were talking a little bit earlier. I was saying that, you know, if you heard today, the polls indicate that the race is tightening.
Mm-hmm.
Nationally, Hillary Clinton has somewhere in the area of about a 7 to 8% lead in the poll. The margin of error is 4. So she exceeds even the margin of error. But you don't want to get, you know, kind of cocky and say to yourself, well, you know, she's so far ahead.
It's in the bag.
You know, it's in the bag.
That's dangerous
to
talk like that.
Yeah, I've already voted. I'm going to vote. I'm voting for her. But I'm not going to encourage anybody else to do it. You still have to be, you know, you still have to drive the clarion call at this point.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing that you don't want to find yourself getting involved with. We were talking about this off mic a little bit earlier. all of us have listened to a football game, and we've heard, you know, the announcers are struggling because they have to keep interest in the game,
mm-hmm.
5-3. And the team that, you know, is scoring 45 points over the opposition, you know, they're just doing their thing. They're running like a fine, well-oiled, well-tuned machine. But the announcers, of course, you know, they've got to keep interest in the game no matter what the score is.
Right, so, they're like a close game.
They're like a close
game. And like this, the networks would like a close race right now.
And exactly, that's where I'm going with it.
Yeah.
The networks want a closer race. So now they've got to be able to tell you how it's tightening, how much
how
exciting the game is.
Keep us involved.
How much time there is left in the game. Like in the football game, for instance, it's in the fourth quarter. Well, there's still time in the fourth quarter, although they're down 45-3. And, you know, so one of the announcers,
I'm not going to watch anymore.
Well, you know, Gerald, quarterback Jones on the opposing team, did you hear that his daughter is trying out for the Olympics? And as it turns out, she's an excellent swimmer, and we're wishing her the best. And although, you know, the Olympics are not going to be until 2020, you know, we're looking for her to really make a mark for America going forward. What that is bluster. That's what you call filler right there. That's what you call filler. And that's where we are right now.
Do we have a shot of her trophy?
Right. Yeah. Do we have a shot at the trophy? Are we going to win? Trump said today, approaching the suspended threshold of one.
I heard I thought he said he was going to, or he's almost invested $100,000 into the campaign.
At this stage, he's almost invested $100 million.
Oh, well, he's a billionaire. He said he was going to self-fund anyway, didn't he?
Well, I think what he wants to kind of give you the idea of is that he's his own man. He's putting his own dollars on the block, and, you know, whatever comes up, he's going to govern in accordance to what the people want as opposed to the special interest. That's what I'm hearing, some sort of real reference being said.
Well, it's basically over. It basically is. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Su. I'm here with co-host and radio partner Harold Sullivan. And as I said, we're going to be talking with Pastor Shauna Taylor shortly. You know, American Standard Roofing is one of our greatest supporters. If you're looking to get your roof done, do it now before the season changes, the ice comes, the snow comes. Do it now because, matter of fact, even if you don't do it now, you know the leaks are going to start, the icicles are going to be forming, and you're going to regret it. They've got the professional certified crews to come out and help you. They can come and give you free estimates. Financing is available. And they don't just do roofs. They can fix the gutters and skylights and siding. They can put siding on. They use the finest, most durable materials. They're Michigan's number one roofer, American Standard Roofing. Tell Arnie that you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. The number is 248-350-2323. But Harold Sullivan, we cannot say anything more unless we mention our lead sponsor,
absolutely,
Pascal Tashman and Walker, and the lead attorney, Cliff Pascal. We owe them so much because Pascal Tashman and Walker were with us from day one when they were our only sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were just getting started earlier this summer with National Detroit Weekly, and they're still with us now. So we appreciate, if you need an attorney, call attorney Cliff Pascal. Okay. All right, here is the Beacon Outreach Mission segment right now. And Harold and I are going to come back and finish talking about this race, and the election is coming up soon on November 8th. But again, welcome, Pastor Shauna Taylor, founder, CEO of Beacon Outreach Mission. Thank you so much for joining us on National Detroit Weekly.
I humbly accept the offer, and with grace, I really do. We've been doing Beacon Outreach Mission since September of 2009. We started out with helping the homeless. We all know that, you know, sometimes we drive by the homeless and everything like that. But God had put it in my heart to be that one that would save millions of people that are standing out there asking for money or asking for food. And we are that one that gives. And when I say we give out of our heart. We give money to the homeless. We give clothes to the homeless. We are honestly a charitable organization. Children that didn't have anywhere to stay, they came to stay with us. Children, parents that couldn't afford a babysitter, they came to us. So we do a lot. We also have given out so much, like clothes, rental assistance, resume workshops. We have helped with job assistance, helping people find a job. It's hard to find a job, especially if you don't have the proper resources that you need. So speaking our mission statement is to basically to be a blessing to those that are not able to have blessings. So what I want to say is that Beacon is about helping the youth and helping women with children. And our overall goal is to help kids that are in the state system, which that are juveniles, runaway teens, and their mothers or fathers that are in a crisis. So we just want to house them. It's our goal, to house them, to give them education. There's a program called SIL. That stands for semi-independent living from the ages of 16 to 18 years old. Independent living is 18 to 21. The people that I'm going to be working with is Holy Cross and Catholic Services. They will be an agency that we will be with that will bless us to be a blessing to kids that are less fortunate. We want to help them with a bank account. We want to help them get a license. Want to help them with education and high school diploma, of course, GED equivalent, college trade school program, definitely an AAA treatment program, counseling group sessions, and teaching them how to be independent, cooking, how to sew. It's so hard nowadays. Young people don't even know how to sew, but we will teach them how to sew, and we will teach them how to be job readiness and ready for a second chance program, and that is Beacon Outreach Mission. Our website is www.beaconoutreachmission.com, and that phone number is 586-329-0199.
Harold, I'm smart enough to know when a pastor talks. I don't even have, you notice, I just sat back and just let her talk,
right.
And she covered everything.
Yeah.
Why am I going to sit up there and try to ask her questions?
Well,
you know.
Good almighty work.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And, you know, some of the substance-driven activities that you're doing, like you talk about, you know, learning and stuff, which is something, by the way, full disclosure, I never learned to do.
Me either. I could do a button sometimes. I mean, it might fall back off in about another week. When I sew a button on, it lasts a good week.
Yeah, I can't.
No.
It's either for the cleaners.
What about boiling egg?
Oh, well, now the cooking, I got the cooking down.
Okay.
That was not in my bailiwick. I'm sorry, but you know, if you can do that kind of thing. Great. I'm a little long in the tooth now to start learning, I think. So, but anyway, Pastor Taylor, I applaud you, all of those who are working with the ministry, with all that you're doing in terms of, you know, looking out for the young people. Our young people really, really need help.
Yes.
I was telling Michael a few weeks ago that I have a young cousin who I hunted him down. I went to his house. I spoke to him. His grandmother, my cousin, he got him registered to vote, and he began to become excited about the process.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people out here now who don't even know anything about the process.
That's right.
And in my teaching capacity, you know, working with a lot of social studies classes and government classes and things of that sort, we're not really going with the real civics agenda
mm-hmm.
in the classroom anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the old that program that used to come on ABC?
Yes.
Full House Rock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm Just a Bill. here on Capitol Hill.
That was my favorite one.
You know, people don't understand how bills are introduced, how they go through the appropriations committees and through discovery, and people debate the pros and cons of the measure and what have you. And so when you see things that hit the television airwaves or the radio airwaves, they'll tell us talking to you about Proposal A or Proposal C, and they're on the ballot, they've actually gone to a point where they've been presented before governmental bodies
yes.
to make a provision for them to be on the ballot. And young people, some old people, don't understand how that works out.
Right.
It works to their advantage. And as we look, can I just stay on the soapbox for a moment?
Sure.
Because in doing the early voting,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking about early voting throughout the country now, there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of new states that are offering this opportunity to early vote. I still insist that when you go into the polling place, take your literature with you, particularly if you're early voting, because you want to go in, you want to vote, you want to be informed.
Yeah.
Be prepared. And look at the stuff, and I agree, Harold, let me just add that, and look at the stuff a week or two
mm-hmm.
or even sooner before you go vote.
Mm-hmm.
Know who you're voting for. Know what it's all about. You know, I know there's people that grab those flyers right at the polling booth
that's
and try to make a decision right there.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I wanted to, you know, just kind of piggyback on that, because what Pastor Taylor was saying is so important. And, you know, we got to teach these youngsters, you know, how to tie ties. We got to teach them how to write a resume.
Well, let me tell you, and I was taking notes, Pastor, when you were talking, okay?
Amen.
You know, you mentioned about applying for an interview. Let me tell you what's happening now, and let me just read to you what happens when you go to apply for a job now. Not only are you looking up and spending a lot of time on the internet,
mm-hmm.
but or you may be going to places to get an application, but you will go for a face-to-face interview. You can go in. Then they'll tell you they'll do a phone interview with you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to do a follow-up face-to-face interview.
Mm-hmm.
You got to dress properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some places actually want you to send in a video of you answering some questions that they present to you. You have to record a video and download the video to them or take the video with you to the interview
exactly.
so that they can see how you answered and presented yourself. Then they have an online assessment. So it's no joke. You can lose your part-time job getting another job or trying to get another. You have to be really careful because there are some companies that you have to do all of those things in order to get hired. So when Pastor Taylor was talking about assistance getting a job, that's serious
mm-hmm.
because you have to jump over so many hurdles,
yes.
and then you got to do it with a suit on.
Yes.
You know?
Indeed, you do.
So it's very important, and the work that you do, that's what attracted, you know, you're a very dynamic and exciting individual.
Yeah.
But you know what got my attention was the work that you do
Thank
with
you.
Troubled young people
yeah.
and adults
yeah.
And to address the needs that they have.
Yeah.
We were talking to a pastor at a Bible study last night,
yeah.
And he was talking about you can't just preach to
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
I mean, they are in need. They're hurting. You know, their lives might. They at Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
When they left home, the water wasn't running.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the lights were out.
Yeah.
Their car was repossessed.
Yeah.
So you need to give them some real help.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't want to come and hear you preach and rhyme
yeah.
and dance all up around.
Mm-hmm.
They want some real help.
Yes.
And that's what I see that you do through Beacon Outreach Mission,
thank
Pastor
you.
Taylor. And thank you so much for sitting in with us. And you know, I know that you and I work together on a number of public issues now. And so maybe we can have you stop by a little bit more often now and update us about what's going on with Beacon Outreach Mission. I know you have your first service at the new location for Beacon Outreach. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, sure, sure. That address is 24681 Northwestern Highway, Suite 400 East. That is in Southfield, Michigan, 48075. Our service time is 2 to 5 o'clock. Now, you know you got to get there and have a good time. That's November the 6th, 2 to 5 Sunday.
Yes, Sunday, November 6th. So we're looking forward to that. And Beacon Outreach Mission on its way upwards and higher to the top. So thank you. Thank you, Pastor Shauna Taylor.
You know, Mr. Van Hill, when you think about Beacon, what God showed me that we're the light in darkness. So where there is light at, I mean, where there is darkness, we are the light. So
that's what Beacon is all about. Okay.
Great.
You're listening to National Detroit Weekly with Harold Sullivan, and my name is Michael Van Tool. Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission is, of course, sitting with us too. Harold Sullivan, we are within 2 weeks of this most historic election. I thought the Barack Obama presidency election, the first one, was down in the history books. It is. But this one is right next to, it's going to have an asterisk right next to the Obama presidency as first African-American.
Mm-hmm.
But this race is also going to be tied for the most impactful election in American history, because we literally have two ways to go. We can either go up, go high, as First Lady Michelle Obama said, we can either go high or we can go low with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We have a clear option right now. But, okay, now we're going to talk about something. I would love to know what's going on inside the Donald Trump camp right now, because right now it's the blind leading the blind. The message is convoluted, confused, misfocused, misdirected. He has been making charges of a rigged election, but then mixing it in with a lot of frivolous drama with the women that he has insulted over the years. And his message, and what, meanwhile, he's addressing that and missing the boat on a clear message for getting more. He's got the base.
Right.
He feeds them red meat day and night, but nothing to gain more votes and to attract independents or even attract Democrats. He's firmly put himself in a caged box.
Well, over the last couple of days, I have heard him create a rallying cry concerning the health care market and for the Affordable Care Act. And he is really viciously going into, we're going to dismantle Obamacare.
And replace it with what?
Well, he didn't say that.
He never says what he's going to replace it with.
And he's going to replace it.
But why doesn't his supporters and a lot of these Republicans in the right wing, why don't they ask him that? What are you going to put in its place?
I'll tell you the reason why. You want to know the reason why? Because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to bring his records up to speed. He doesn't have to give a clear, clearly thought out.
Then why is he running?
Because Donald Trump is a barker. He's the guy at the fair that stands up and tells you there is a two-headed lady inside. And if you're willing to pay $2, you can go inside and you can see the two-headed lady. He's a carnival barker. And people are drawn towards what it is he has to say.
I want to
Does it lack substance? Of course it lacks substance.
Yeah.
Is it something, when you come out, are they recording the responses of the people who went in and said, oh, it was rigged, it wasn't cool, you know? But as long as he can get away with making unsubstantiated claims and creating a furor amongst people. He's lighting a fire up under their feet.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing what he needs to do.
I can't wait to read the book about what happened behind the scenes. That's going to be exciting. I'm waiting for that. I don't think Kellyanne Conway is happy either. I noticed ever since the...
Can you read that body language?
Yes. And she,
Kellyanne Conway is the
campaign manager. But she hasn't talked that much. She really... I think she lost something during the night of the Miss Piggy comment about the Miss America,
mm-hmm.
that Donald Trump insulted and violated her personal space at
right.
that time. You know,
mm-hmm.
some people call it actually assault,
mm-hmm.
you know. But ever since then, I noticed Kellyanne Conway has really retreated a little bit in her actions and statements and her appearances. She really doesn't say as much as she used to and come out and say as much as she used to. But I also want to see all the – I want to wait – I want to see on November 9th when all the Republicans blame each other
yeah.
for the loss
mm-hmm.
because they are. Sean Hannity today said that he's going to get them back,
mm-hmm.
all of those who the Republicans who turned coat, who turned on Donald Trump, and
I'm
he's going to get them back.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Michael, and Pastor Sean. What I wanted to say to that in that regard is the Republican Party right now is fractured.
Oh, it's done.
It is
cooked.
Fractured. I wouldn't go so far as to say that it's cooked.
Uh-huh.
But what I will say is there has probably never been a better time for there to be a substantive, true,
mm-hmm.
effective third party.
Hmm.
And now is the time
yeah,
to start, you know, working on bringing that type of apparatus into fruition. Because going forward, if we can keep the Republicans fractured as they are right now, and we can put together a third party that can create some leverage, particularly for people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, not just black folks, but I'm talking about every
color. Yeah.
That, you know, people who... What is happening? A lot of times people don't see this. And if you go online and you look at a lot of the, I guess we call it hate organizations.
Right.
I was watching this group just today called Stormfront.
Hmm.
And they are doing subtle recruiting. And their mantra is to tell people, you know, if you're tired of the way things are going now, they don't use the race bait, but they just go with, if, you know, they use the subtleties in terms of, you know, putting out the little superlatives that entice those individuals who feel as though they are the downtrodden and the attacked upon. In many instances, the white male.
That's how they did.
And they're driving mm-hmm. that message through web outlets such as Stormfront
mm-hmm.
and many, many others.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going with the traditional that we used to see.
Mm-hmm.
But they're approaching it from a standpoint of attracting individuals who are middle to higher income level
yes.
to address their concerns and to share with them, it's time for you to come out.
Yes.
But when they say, but what do they mean by that? Because
it's time for you to come out and to be white. I am proud that we are put upon.
But what's the intention? We have everything going in this country right now that is fair for them.
It is said that by the time 2050 rolls around, that white people will be a minority in the country. This is frightening to them. This is frightening to the white populace.
But I don't think they realize that there is nothing else that they can legally do
mm-hmm.
to respond to their feelings except for do like everybody else is, and that is work, get an education, abide by the law, study, work hard, just the normal stuff that anybody else is.
If they lose the numerical card that they have, they will no longer be able to enact their privilege. They are guarding
okay.
the privilege.
Okay, that's okay.
You see,
okay.
And I'm not painting it with a brush so broad, Michael, because you and I, We've been rolling together for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both know white people, progressive white people who are very much in tune with society, and,
mm-hmm.
and they know what is happening with respect to white privilege and, mm-hmm. And white flight and white supremacy and all of those different kind of things. And they don't subscribe to those things.
Mm-hmm.
And we know people like that, okay? But the fact of the matter is there are those who are out there who are amongst us that are running fierce. We're driving next to them. We pull up to them next to the light every day. We're in the supermarket. We're shopping with them
mm-hmm.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the school with our kids every day.
But they're
mm-hmm.
afraid.
They're
afraid. Terrified. Really.
They're terrified of what is beginning to take shape. The shift numerically is going awry in their
And of course, one place where we can see it very clearly is in politics.
Absolutely.
So imagine if we see it in politics, imagine what's happening under the scene when
mm-hmm.
it relates to financial power
mm-hmm.
and things like that, educational power. We're talking about political power, so I understand what you're saying, but I just don't know if they realize that aside from doing what everybody else is doing,
mm-hmm.
you can't fight again. That's illegal
mm-hmm.
to do anything more than what we're doing now, and that is trying to do things the right way. So I don't know, you know.
But if you can maintain the privilege, let's go to Phoenix, Arizona. The sheriff there, Joe Arpaio, and he's been in office a long time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been warned time and time again that his approach to law enforcement is
almost crossing the line.
It has crossed the line,
yeah.
And particularly amongst Latino men.
Mm-hmm.
So now he has been forewarned that if these sweeps continue in the Phoenix area and throughout the state of Reverend,
Arizona?
Arizona. You're there. You're from there.
Okay.
So you know about this sheriff.
Yeah, he
gets
people wear pink draws.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You got it.
And
that's
makes
it.
Him, makes him, you know, stand
he thinks
outside.
He's a king. He thinks
right.
he's a king. Yeah.
And
right.
the heat,
mm-hmm.
you know, makes
wow.
him die from heat exhaustion.
Wow.
Molded bologna sandwiches, makes him pay $25 to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Come
yeah.
on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is in the forefront now.
Mm.
And, you know, he's had green light licenses. In 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's being called to the standstill, you know, those who are in support of that type of those types of tactics, they're raising their ugly voices now.
Wow.
They're raising their ugly voices and they're bringing out the Confederate flags with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly with Harold Sullivan. My name is Michael Van Tool. We're here with Pastor Shauna Taylor. We've just got a few more minutes left. Harold, I just did want to say Marco Rubio was booed off the stage yesterday
mm-hmm.
for supporting Donald Trump. So the price is costly, and wait till November 9th. We will see the price that many of the Republican candidates are going to pay
mm-hmm.
for supporting Donald Trump and for just not standing up for themselves. People like Paul Ryan, people like all of those senators that are running now scared.
Colin won't be in that number.
No, he won't because he was booed off the stage by a Latino crowd in Orlando, Florida last night. Just basically shouted off and he had to just leave.
Mm-hmm.
For endorsing Donald Trump. So this should be a signal to those Trumpster people
mm-hmm.
that they're going to pay a heavy price, a very heavy price. A clerk refused to set up an early voting site, fearing it would help the Democrats in Green Bay, Wisconsin yesterday.
Okay.
So those are the type of things that are going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop this vote. They can't stop Hillary Clinton from becoming president.
Right.
Finally, I think the public is worn out over the Clinton emails.
Yeah.
I think Americans kind of imagine, what if it was our emails
right.
being exposed? What about if our text messages were being exposed. Just think about that. And I think a lot of Americans are, and what have we been learning from a lot of these emails? Guess what? It's a lot of the normal communication between people in any organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what? There's nothing, if one of the organizations that I'm a part of, if I read all of the emails, I know I'll read stuff where people said something about me,
mm-hmm.
and they'll probably read stuff where I made a comment about them in a private email. But that's just life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not upset about it. It's their privacy.
Right.
You know, they have the right to say that. They're in those positions, and you know, if they want to say, you know, Mike's not a good. I don't think Mike's an effective board member. That's on them. I might not like it, but I think Americans are looking at it like that. And whoever made the decision to dump thousands of emails every day, you know what? It's backfired. I was listening to a conservative talk show today where they were talking about the emails.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is it's too much information for Americans. Hey, who thought about doing that? We don't have attention span. That stuff is too detailed for us. Now, if it was something juicy or sexy or some real serious backstabbing stuff and somebody is going to really have to pay a price for it, that's what Americans grab onto.
And that's why the email WikiLeaks situation has not gained traction.
None.
Because it's not sexy.
No.
Okay? If it bleeds, it leaves.
And you notice,
and that's not the
right
case.
And you notice whenever something is on the email, it has to be, it takes 10 minutes to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going on. And then the emails don't affect Hillary Clinton at all.
Nope.
These are between her subordinates.
Right.
Finally, our Baghdad Bob of the week. We really want to get this in. You know, as we said, Baghdad Bob was the named in honor of the Saddam Hussein's information minister, known for his hysterically funny lies about the status of Iraqi forces in 2003 as the United States was approaching Baghdad. And he just told everybody what, you know, Saddam Hussein wanted to hear as our tanks and trucks and planes approached and took over and bombed Baghdad. So this is in honor of him. Newt Gingrich was trying to bait Megyn Kelly into a fight on live TV on Fox. What was that all about? What was he trying to accomplish in picking that fight? Was he trying to sabotage campaign with less than 2 weeks to go?
No,
and make this, what happened? I don't get it, because you can see he was really intent on getting her last night.
And he failed at doing it.
He did, and he embarrassed himself.
He embarrassed himself, and he was in a position, Michael, where he had to go for the jugular. So he told the woman that she was obsessed with sex and that, you know, there was nothing else informative anyway on her agenda that she was sharing. You know, she put him in his place professionally and with a plump. I think that what happens is now the surrogates that are working on behalf of Donald Trump,
like Rudy Giuliani, Newt Gingrich.
Yep, he's another one. You know, Rudy Giuliani is not making any sense. I'm beginning to wonder if he's beginning to find himself in the early stages of dementia.
It seems like Trump, Giuliani, and Newt Gingrich are all drinking from the same cup. The same barrel.
Yeah.
You know, at this stage, and I'm not saying that, you know, Hillary can do no wrong. There's 12 and a half days left in this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel technically order for the Clinton camp to find itself in the throes of, you know, a real race where it is subject to, you know, coming down to the final days. Hillary Clinton would have to be found in the midst with a scalpel in hand and mask over her face in the midst of a third term abortion doing it herself. Okay. I mean that's
wow.
That's how heavy
yeah.
it has to be for
yeah.
her now in order for her to be brought into question.
Yes. The right wing, they are confused and confounded as to why these emails are not dragging her down. And then, but didn't George Bush lose 22 million emails? 22 million.
Somewhere along the way.
They're talking about 33,000 that Hillary that got deleted or dumped.
I want to backpedal on abortion, though, and I'm glad you brought that up, because people tend to think, and we're sitting right here with a woman of the cloth in our midst. I myself, I am not a proponent of abortion.
Neither am I.
But at the same time, I do support a woman's right.
Mm-hmm.
But people say, well, how can you possibly do that? Exactly what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
I would not go out and banter and encourage someone to run to the abortion clinic. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
That's not my lane.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay? But a situation should arise where a woman has determined, for whatever reason, be it incest, be it rape, be it
her health,
and an abortion is necessary, then I am not going to be the person to stand in her way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know. But again, I still consider myself to be anti-abortion, but at the same time, I do support a woman's rights issue.
You're listening to National Detroit Weekly on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Michael Vantu. I'm here with Harold Sullivan. And Pastor Shauna Taylor is sitting here with us, too. I know we just got a couple more minutes left, but I did want to mention here in Detroit, one of the top nonprofits, which I am vice president of the board of directors at Franklin Wright Settlement, is cordially inviting you to the Spirit of Giving Gala, Saturday, December 10th at the Bel Air Casino. That's right. Those of you who are not familiar with Detroit, we have a beautiful island in the middle of the Detroit River between Canada and the United States, and we're having our Spirit of Giving. This is our biggest fundraiser for Franklin Wright Settlement of the year, and it's Saturday, December 10th. So all of you here in Detroit, inviting you out, and the tickets are $135, but what's important about that is that it's a dollar for every year that the nonprofit organization has been in existence. And you know, just as Pastor Taylor's Beacon Outreach mission, Franklin Wright Settlement also helps people in the community, and that's what I'm drawn to, Harold. As you know, my parents are retired Salvation Army officers, and the Salvation Army did the same work that places like Franklin Wright Settlement does and Beacon Outreach Mission. That's why I'm attracted to organizations like this, and that's why I'm attracted to Beacon Outreach Mission, because the Salvation Army did the same thing, and the Salvation Army actually had mission when it first started in England with William Booth a long time ago. But Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach, thank you so much. Your service is going to be November 6th at 24681 Northwestern Highway, the fourth floor conference center here in Southfield, Michigan. To Harold Sullivan, what a great show this is. I encourage you to listen. I'm going to listen to it again.
Okay.
You know, next week, and it's a great show. Thanks to Pascal Tashman and Walker. We had a great time tonight.
Yes,
we did indeed. And we're looking forward to those callers.
Yeah. So next time, and okay, Harold, remind me to make sure that I let our listeners know that we want them to call in, because I know they're listening, because I tell you, I check the stats.
Right.
And a lot of people listen to it after we record it. But so we know you're listening. But we want you to call in and join the conversation. But I'm going to make an effort this coming week to make that reminder, give out the number, and let people know that they can call in and talk with us.
Make that mental note.
And it's getting, this race is coming down to the wire, and we want your opinion. We're going to be on day after the election.
Okay.
So we want to hear from you. But thank you for listening to National Detroit Weekly. And thanks to Hot Sam's, too, for providing all of my outfits and accessories, too. All right, we'll see you next time right here on Blog Talk Radio for National Detroit Weekly news and political commentary live from the Motor City. Thank you so much for joining us, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.